FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, man. Can you believe it's nearly the weekend? You can taste it, literally.
Yeah, what's it taste like?
Beer.
XPA.
Hawkers.
But Tom, before we get any further in the into the naughty content, I just wanted to get one more name for genitals.
No.
Cute names for genitals. We're going to squeeze one more in from Dion. God. Dion, welcome to the show, mate. You've got a name for a genital that's a bit cute.
Is it
yours?
Yeah, it's mine.
Who calls it this?
I do. I call him Louie, mate, after the more teenage, because if he's done his job right at the end when I'm finished playing with a lady, they'll be shaking on their back like a fly that's been hit with a car for 10 more teens.
That is a man who knows how to please a lady, Tom.
Oh, Jesus.
Knows how to please a woman. Something you could never do.
Oh, God.
You never have done.
What?
Despite having several girlfriends.
On Triple M?
No lady has ever...
Someone get me out of this hellhole!
No lady has ever laid on their back after you were done.
Just had
a good time.
Shut your mouth.
It would never happen.
Just stop
talking
about it.
They always go, are you into this? Are you actually into this? Do you want any of this?
Shut up!
You keep looking at the poster.
Just shut up!
That sexy man. All right, Tom. Up next is you, so why don't you take over? You're going to crack the shits? Crack the sads? Because no girl ever gets off.
Can you just...
Hey, I'm gonna have some beer.
Up next, I'm gonna settle a debate that's been going for men for a while: boxers versus briefs, and which one's better for your sperm. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. When I come around, Green Day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. When you say, "Do I want some real content?" What are you talking about here, Ollie?
Well, Tom, just after I mentioned the fact that maybe some of your partners, women,
by the way, we have questions.
Well, we mentioned before about 10 minutes ago, you had some lady girlfriends who would have been unsatisfied with you just because you're obviously, as a younger man, you were in the closet, you had some girlfriends, you since then found out that you were gay, and so of course...
Found out. Good. Yeah, you know how it works. Found out I was gay.
Sorry.
No, just squashed by society for several years until I felt comfortable in my own sexuality is what you meant to say.
Well,
but go on.
Steve's message, Jenny said, can you get some of Tom's ex-girlfriends on the show?
Yeah.
That'd be good content.
No, thank you.
To detail exactly how unsatisfied they were.
No.
He said, I definitely recall one of...
Okay.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
What was that?
And not once. So... Oh, good stuff.
I love how you've just come to the show with absolutely no content and so you've just spent the whole show just bagging me. It's great, isn't it?
It's great when
you've really
right.
done a real good job tonight.
I get paid to insult you. That's what I get paid to do. That's
some people have explained this show as you bagging me and me bagging listeners.
Yeah, and that's fair. You are on the lower rung.
What do you wear for underwear, Ollie? Because I'm gonna discuss sperm counts here in underwear. There's a new study.
Spicy study, is it? Bit. Who's
just tell me what underwear you're wearing, mate.
I think they're the tight-legged ones. Are they briefs?
Briefs. Like a Bond's guy front trunk?
Yes, that's right. Well, not Y front implies that...
No, a guy front trunk, they call
guy
it.
Guy front, yes. Yeah. So tight, figure hugging.
Yep.
Quite patterned, if you must know. There's a photo actually on Instagram of me with them.
Oh, God.
Pulling my pants down somewhat, like a bit of a floozy.
Yeah, you put that up online, but we'll bag Tom.
For what?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm I don't wear underwear.
You're right.
So I'm closer to the boxers camp, aren't I? Because boxers, I mean, who wears boxers?
No one's wearing
like boxer shorts.
Boxers are for kids. That's what I always thought.
Or for sleeping in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I would go naked. But yeah, as a kid, I would wear a boxer short, a silky boxer short. These days, you don't see them.
You don't see a silky boxer short. You might see a cotton boxer short, rarely.
Is anyone still wearing the silky boxer shorts? Really?
Surely not.
What's your study say, Tom?
133.53, by the way. If you're still wearing boxer shorts, 133.53.
Quick air check. You're 2.5 minutes into the break and you haven't mentioned the study. So
it doesn't matter. I've solicited, so that's fine. Boxers or briefs, researchers from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, quite a mouthful, have new findings that show men who wear boxers tend to have higher sperm counts and better quality sperm than men who wear tight underwear. They reckon that if you, literally, if you're a brief wearer, but you want to have children, you should change into boxers.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that having a boxer, a loose flying boxer short, meant there was too much movement and they're just knocking around like a pendulum and losing count.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But apparently, this study was based on 656 men who were part of couples seeking infertility treatment. And
I'm reading here, if you're a current brief wearer, it's estimated that it'll take about 3 months of wearing boxer shorts to see the sperm levels increase back again.
That's pretty incredible.
Well, that's okay. If I want to get pregnant, I'll just go back to boxer shorts for 3 months.
So that would mean, I mean, you're a brief wearer, I'm a free baller, which is basically wearing boxers. That would mean I'd have stronger sperm.
You're weird, aren't you? You don't wear anything.
No, yeah, just a free baller.
And you think from that you've got more of a sperm count.
More virile. You could say 133.53
wasted.
Does anyone actually wear those boxer shorts though? Seriously, does anyone wear boxer shorts? Surely not. Wilson.
And also they ride up.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it uncomfortable? Wilson, good evening.
How you going?
Are you a boxer short wearer, Wilson?
Yeah, every single night. And when I'm around the house. Silky ones as well.
Silky ones. But this is for sleeping.
Like a five-year-old.
This is like sleeping in though, right, Wilson?
Yeah, sleeping. And then when I'm around the house and stuff, they're so much more comfortable than jocks.
Yeah, sure, but you're not wearing them under your pants, are you?
Nah, no way. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, exactly, because they ride, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You get like, you feel like you're wearing a G-string.
So at work, you wear what, like a brief or a normal
underwear? Yeah, like a brief. Yeah, they're not comfortable at work. I've had to wear them before.
I think it's acceptable for a bed or home wear.
I always found that even around the house, it's just too freeing and I would get too excited.
Oh, my God.
Very excitable.
Too much sharing. 133.53. Does anyone actually wear boxer shorts?
Irascible.
Anyone actually wear them? This is the new one from Snow Patrol. It's called Empress. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Empress, Snow Patrol, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we actually hosted a private gig with those guys on Friday. If you want to see highlights from it, head over to our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie. It's Ollie with a Y, and check out triplem.com.au. Tell us what you think about the music that we play.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Stick around because Ollie's found a brand new fetish called sploshing that he wants to educate you about.
Which came from one of you, actually. Ryan messaged us last night saying, guys, you've got to be aware of this thing called sploshing. And I wasn't aware of it, and now I am, and you've got to hear about it.
The debate is over on boxers versus briefs. Researchers from the, this is a mouthful, Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
Love it.
Oh, where do you go to school? Oh, I go to the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
Oh, sorry, I've got to go to work.
Oh, where's work?
I'm busy. The Harvard T.H. Clan School of Public Health.
Oh, God, that took a while. And it's Chan School.
My gag was that it took so long to say the title, I had to go to work.
Yeah, but my gag was funnier. So apparently, if you wear boxer shorts, you have a higher sperm count and better quality sperm than men that wear briefs.
Me being a
free baller, someone who doesn't wear underwear, I'm closer to the boxers camp. You wear briefs, Ollie, so it just means that I have better quality sperm.
Better quality.
Quality.
Is that, you think you've got better
quality?
Because you free ball.
Well, I don't think that.
And
the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health thinks that.
Oh, sorry. What does better quality mean though, Tom? Because your sperm is essentially useless. You're not having children.
Why not? Why aren't I having children?
Well, who are you going to have a child with?
I don't know. Someone. Hopefully Seth.
A female.
Well, I might get a surrogate. Yes.
Surely you'd take Seth's. You know, stuff over yours. I mean, he's an attractive man. Very attractive. He's got a great rig. He's a labourer.
I've got a great rig. G'day, Russell.
You can't even say it properly with
G'day,
conviction.
Russell.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Well, are you wearing boxer shorts? Because we don't reckon anyone actually wears boxer shorts. You wear boxer shorts?
I am and do every day and have for the past 20-odd years.
What?
Really? The silky ones?
Yeah, silky satin, whatever you want to call them.
No way. Russell, how old are you?
31.
What kind of characters are you on in these silky boxer shorts?
All right, I will admit that most of them are Superman or Batman.
Oh, my God.
I'm a DC nerd, but yeah, anyway.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
What does he or she think about them?
She hasn't really said anything. I don't really care, I don't think, to be honest.
The science is deafening, though, isn't it?
Hasn't said anything to your face, Russell.
Yeah, true, possibly.
Well, so why do you stay on the silky boxer short?
I just want them more comfortable. The briefs are just too restricting and too tight and can't stand them. Do you ever find can't you find anyone to fit perfectly.
Do you ever get an errant erection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're prone for that.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest issue.
Biggest downfall but, or upfall.
Yeah. But other than that, yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, Russell, good on you, mate. Well, fly that flag, that sookie flag.
G'day, Chris.
G'day, guys.
Are you the same as Russell?
I am, mate.
You've got boxer shorts?
I do.
What?
And they're silky?
And they're silky.
No.
Oh, my God. What are you... Didn't you ever grow up out of the primary school age?
Yeah, no, I did. I just find it more comfortable.
Don't they ride, though, Chris? Don't they get all up in there?
Up in the grill?
Occasionally, yes.
Again, I'll ask the same question. Have you got a partner?
No.
Have you thought about maybe this is the barrier?
No, that wasn't the problem.
Any comments ever from partners or, one-time partners maybe who go, oh, boxer shorts, interesting?
Only when I was younger. Not so much now.
Do you have characters on them as well, Chris?
No, just plain ones, mate.
Oh, yeah,
just colours.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing, Chris. We have questions, is what we do.
Very big questions about this this trend here of grown men wearing boxer shorts.
Simon, your mate wears boxer shorts.
Yeah, that's right. One of the boys at work, he's a big advocate for boxer shorts, but he's
a Tom and Ollie content warning.
Sorry, Simon. Tom just pressed a button for no reason. Go on.
Sorry. Yeah, his nut got twisted because of it.
Because of the
and
boxer shorts.
And the doc had to, like, because they were hanging out too low and, moving around too much, and he got a twisted nut because of it, and then the doc had to fix it, and he missed a few days' work because of it, and now he's not allowed to wear boxers.
He has to wear briefs.
Yeah, he's back to briefs, and I'm a big briefs man myself.
Well, how about would you go to boxers if it means you'll have better quality sperm?
Yeah, look, I suppose I would. Yeah. I suppose I would.
Well, you have to swap out about 3 months before you're planning on the pregnancy. So
to get that count up, Simon.
Yeah,
get that virility going.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which time you need to get going? Are you in the market? Are you looking to have kids? Or
come on, let's just go to John. John, you're a boxer guy.
Yeah, boxers all the way.
Why?
Mate, let it all hang out.
Well, then just free ball. Why don't you just free ball?
No, you gotta have something between the pants.
Why?
Bloody. It's called chafe. Don't want to chafe.
Chafing. Well, Tom, you go undie-less, yeah. No chafing?
No chafing, and saves the environment.
What do you mean saves the environment?
Well, you don't have to wash as many clothes, don't you?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9. Triple M.
Tom, it's happened. Today is the day that our novel, 5-Minute Erotica, has arrived from America. We ordered this online about 3 weeks ago now. It came from Amazon, although it was difficult to get our hands and had to go via another lady because Amazon couldn't get it to us. But here it is. It's used. Look, the condition is actually pretty good.
It's quite good, yeah.
Not a whole lot of markings on it. Smells like a book, unfortunately. I was hoping for something more juicy in that element. But up next, we're going to dive in. Let's do it tonight.
Have we pre-read?
Tonight, first reading. Yeah, I've read Bad Kitty.
Okay.
Bad Kitty, and that's up next.
Oh, okay. Who's reading it?
Well, I think me. I mean, I went and found the book. I'm the sexy guy.
Yeah,
I'm the sexy one. Look at me on Instagram and Facebook. Tom and Ollie, look at the photos of me up tonight, posing with the book topless.
Yeah, right. Are we double-songing here, or is it coming up right next?
Well, that's your job. What do you think?
Let's do it next.
Right.
It's Boys Light Up, Australian Crawl. We have questions with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That's Boys Light Up, Australian Crawl. We have questions. That's what we do after 9 o'clock. I have to play this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Very soon, Ollie's going to teach you about sploshing, a brand new fetish that he's discovered.
And thanks on Facebook to Sarah, who commented on the photo saying, #hotdudesreading hot dudes reading.
That's your girlfriend.
Doesn't matter.
You've literally turned the lights down in the studio now, Ollie. What's this about?
Well, Tom, it is a long time coming, this one. This is Flirty 930, where we hunted down this great book called 5-Minute Erotica, 35 Passionate Tales of Sex and Seduction. So hopefully, my plan
Who's it by, by the way? Because we need to be, you know, we're actually just reading out this person's book on the radio. Yeah.
Thank you to Carol Quain. But that's the book. I mean, Carol Quain compiled the book.
Yeah.
The short story I've chosen is called Bad Kitty by Thomas Roach.
Oh, good on you, Roachy.
Thank you to Thomas Roach. So my plan is to have one every night.
The cockroach himself.
Sure thing. At least one Thomas has got a big one. All right. What? So Bad Kitty.
What was that?
Here we go.
Jeez. Hang on, so you're just going to read this?
Yeah, it's like 3 pages. Look, it'll take two segments. So I'll go half and then we'll go to a song.
What's the point of this? You're just going to read a short story?
I mean, what's the point of it? It's sexy content.
Yeah, okay.
It's great to sit back and enjoy and hear a nice story.
Okay.
She's dressed up for the party when I get home from work. She's lying on the bed, sprawled out on her back with her arms over her head.
Okay, before you go any further, your voice isn't that good.
Shut the up,
like mate. It's not that good.
What do you mean? I'm on radio. I've got a good voice, obviously.
It's okay.
She's dressed up for the party when I get home from work.
I'll turn your mic up.
She's lying on the bed, sprawled out on her back with her arms over her head, a smile on her face.
You sound like a creepy uncle.
Mate, I can't get through the story. It's a 5-minute erotica. It's now going to be 8-minute erotica.
Okay.
Her skin-tight black leotard has a white panel over the belly. Her legs are bare, black ballet slippers on her feet, her fingernails long and sharp are painted black. Also painted black are the tip of her nose and her lips, which curve as she smiles at me.
Okay, you're explaining just like a ballet school now.
Well, I didn't write it, did I?
Oh, yeah, true.
Her dark hair is pulled into a ponytail and she's got little black cat ears. I have no idea how she got those long, dark whiskers to stand out so straight.
What?
But they look fetching, making her dark, painted mouth look even more kissable than usual.
No, they don't. It makes her look like she's in a high school.
Meow, she says, rolling back and forth on the bed. Meow.
Oh, God.
Bad kitty, I say, smiling. You're not supposed to be on the bed. You'll get hair all over it. Domestic. Meow. Meow, meow.
Okay, so
she sighs. Stop starting the music again. And tips her head to the bumpet against my arm, rubbing against my skin invitingly. Bad, bad kitty. Very bad kitty, I say, coming over to the bed. And
sorry, is this you or are you reading the story? No,
it's not me. It's Thomas Roach. Sitting down next to her. Bad kitty, I repeat, ad nauseam. I start running my hand over her white belly, stroking her. Prrr, she says.
When's the sexy stuff?
Very bad kitty. He just keeps saying, all he says is bad kitty.
Are you re...
What?
Oh, God.
The lid. You'll get your turn, mate. Shut the hell up. The leotard is so tight that it clings to the lips of her sex.
Wow. What?
And I can, yep. And I can see them swelling as I stroke her and she purrs. Her nipples stand out firmly through the leotard, growing harder. I pet lower on her belly, nearing the black part, nearing her sex. That's a good euphemism. It says sex. Yeah. Obviously it means. Meow, she snaps, clawing at me playfully, bringing her legs up to drag me further onto the bed. Grrr, she digs her teeth into my shoulder and starts clawing at my back. Bad kitty, I say, and extricate myself from her grasp. She looks up at me, looking just like she ate the canary.
We got on a song, mate.
Then with slow movements and her lithe limbs, she begins to wash herself.
Okay, well, we'll get more.
Part two up next.
5-minute erotica up next.
Meow, meow.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd. We have questions. That's what we do. A bit of a backstory to this one. We've had a book come all the way from the States. It's called 5-Minute Erotica. Ollie's just wanted to read erotic fiction on the radio, and now's his chance.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Is it just me who wants to do it? I thought you wanted to have a turn as well.
I don't want to turn. I just know I'll do a better job.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you're not going to get a turn.
This one's called 5-Minute Erotica. The story's called Bad Kitty. Is that right?
Bad Kitty by Thomas Roach. And we pick up where this gentleman's come home and he's found his lady friend on the bed in a very convincing cat outfit.
Yeah, which I'm questioning.
All she said so far is meow, meow, which is she's in character.
Because she's a cat.
Deeply in character.
Yeah.
In her cat suit and with makeup and everything.
Okay.
And they're getting a bit frisky on the bed and he's sort of saying bad kitty off the bed.
Right.
But, you know, you can hear that he's getting suckered into it. He's definitely falling for the act and he's getting, I would say, a bit aroused.
Yeah, right. Well, Ollie, you might want to read this tweet that's just come through at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Why can't you read it?
Well, because it pertains to me, mate. Just read the tweet. Jesus.
Other than this disturbing picture, this would be a good segment if it wasn't interrupted every 2 seconds, but maybe that's all he's used to lasting. Yeah, so shut up, Tom. Stop talking during the story.
Good on you, Rebecca.
On Facebook, Sarah said you're a very sexy reader.
No, that's your girlfriend.
Yeah, still counts. Okay. Purr, she coos, stretching out fully on the bed.
Oh, God.
She starts pushing her ass in the air as I run the strokes of my hand down her back, just like a real cat. This one has a different effect
on
me.
Did you add that? Or
no, I'm not adding. If I add something, I'll change my voice significantly, okay? Just so you know.
You won't be able to tell.
Well, and I feel my penis stirring as she wriggles her kitty behind back and forth high in the air. He likes that. He likes that. I spank her butt hard right in the place where her leotard ends, and she yelps and meows, clawing the bedsheets. Then she turns towards me. Hiss! She says, and claws at my arm, leaving angry red marks until I go back to stroking her butt gently. Feisty kitty. I slide my hand between her parted...
Oh!
Can you shut up? You gay man, are you afraid of heterosex? Just listen. I slide my hand between her parted thighs and press my fingers against her member.
That's actually too much.
Why? It's because, erotic fiction.
Yes, but you can't read that on the radio, mate. There's still radio codes we need to abide by.
You read the codes now. Off you go. She utters a confused cat sound, a sort of meow, and pushes back against me, purring. I tug the crotch of her leotard out of the way.
No.
And what I find is interesting. She wriggles back and forth, purring as I stroke her back with one hand. She looks at me, eyes glazed in that way that cats get when you've touched exactly the right spot. Anyway, Tom, I can see you're getting a bit antsy and you're worrying.
It's boring.
What happens is, well, it doesn't get boring. It certainly ramps up and I take my... This is not me saying this. This is him saying this.
Right, okay.
I take my out and snuggle up behind her. Pulling back the reefer. Okay. What happens next is obviously they get down to it. They have some sexy cat sex. But then, Tom, when I curl up next to her in bed, she pushes hard against my chest and starts rubbing it, purring. Mm. I look at her suspiciously, remembering, "Today's Thursday," I say, "not Friday." "Meow," she asks. "The costume party's tomorrow night," I say, "not tonight." "Meow," she smiles and starts washing my face with her tongue, making me laugh.
That's weird.
What a cheeky kitty. She got dressed up a day early.
I don't know if that'll return.
We spent 3 weeks waiting for the book to come.
Yeah, and I'm annoyed that we spent
3 weeks.
And
now it's come. The book.
It's someone Ollie or Triple M. It's the Offspring self-esteem. I'd like a bit more of that. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions after 9 o'clock. Don't bother about... No.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After 9.
To end the show, Tom, I thought we could enlighten everyone on a brand new fetish that is sweeping the cake world, maybe. This came to us from Ryan, who messaged a link from Inked Mag.
Yeah, you can check us out, Tom and Ollie, on Facebook.
Yeah, we shared the link at Tom and Ollie, and it's called sploshing. Sploshing is, definition-wise, it's a wet and messy fetish. That's a thing, apparently. Wham, wet and messy. Known as sploshing.
Oh my God.
It's a form of sexual fetishism whereby a person becomes aroused when copious amounts of food, usually food, but often just substances, are applied to the naked skin, face, or clothing. Tom, you're looking at a graphic image of someone rubbing chocolate sauce?
I think it is. I've just jumped onto Tumblr and searched splosh.
So sploshing, I think, is just a combination of food and sex. Oh, that's not nice, is it? That's full on. Food and sex. But where it gets interesting, and this link we just posted does give an amazing slideshow of photos, sploshing can be particularly honed in, this is what I like about it, to cakes. And this has a lot of photos of ladies in their birthday suit, naked ladies, sitting down, placing their backside on cakes.
Oh, I nearly vomited.
On freshly made, lovely, fresh, creaming cakes, I guess, leaving a huge mess on their backside. Can you just listen to me rather than just looking at photos?
Oh, it's insane, though.
You're just showing me photos. Yeah.
Spaghetti on the boobs. There you go.
So their backsides are covered in cake. Spaghetti. I mean, any food would work, but it's What I love is, I mean, one, you've got to put a tarp down for this.
You definitely have to put a tarp down.
Making a huge mess. But it's enticing. I mean, to be able to be sexual and to enjoy your partner's body with the added bonus of having a cake.
Oh. It's really intense. Oh my God, look at this one.
You're not really adding much to the radio show, Tommy. Just looking at... that's graphic. Yeah. Great. Well, check out the story.
Yeah.
Bobby wasn't impressed on Facebook. He said, well, I don't want to eat that cake now. Looks like a bit of a two girls, one... Oh, okay, I won't say that one. Graphic stuff up there. Check out the link. And if you've given it a go before, get in touch on Facebook. Tom and Ollie, we'd love to hear your correspondence. If you've done some sploshing, bit of food and sex, we'd be intrigued to hear it.
Oh, what a great show. It can be summed up by...
Wow, this is insane.
Sure can.
We'll see you Monday.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.